jayo radha madhava kunja vihari gopi jana pala bhajari vadhari gopi jana pala bhajari vadhari dasura nandana bhajana randana Jasuranandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhardhari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhardhari Jaya Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jaya Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aum Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pribraj Kachara Jastu Tara Sutu Shri Shri Mahari Shri Bhakti Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Jai
Vishnu Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pribraj Kachara Jastu Tara Sutu Shri Shri Mahari Bhakti Satanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Gorga Swadas Babaji Ki
Jai
Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki
Jai
Anantakoti Vaishnavin Ki Namacharya Harida Korki, Ram Se Koho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shadway Tigar Harshivasa, the Go Bhaktavinti, Shishi, Radha Krishna Gopagopina, Shamakun Radha Kun Gigovadan Ki, Jeevindavan Dam Ki, My Purnabdeep Dam Ki, Jaganapuri Dam Ki, Sad Goswami Ki. All glories to some of the devotees. Glory to some of the devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to some of the devotees. All glories
to
Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Gaur Pramanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We're chanting or reading Canto 1, Chapter 9, Verse 31. Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata shubhas.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata shubhas.
Tadikshaya vashugata yudhashama.
Tadikshaya
vashugata yudhashama.
Nirvitta sarvendriya vritti vibhramas.
Nirvitta
sarvendriya vritti vibhramas. Tushtava janyang visrijanjanardhanam.
Tushtava janyang visrijanjanardhanam.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hatashubhas.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hatashubhas.
Asubhas.
Tad ikshaya vashugata yudhashama.
Tad ikshaya vashugata yudhashama.
Nivritta sarvendriya vritti vibhramas.
Nivritta sarvendriya vritti vibhramas.
Tushta avajanyam visajanjanardhanam. Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata shubhas.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata
shubhas.
Tad ikshaya vashugata yudhashama.
Tad ikshaya
vashugata yudhashama.
Nirvitta sarvendriya vritti vibhramas.
Nirvitta sarvendriya vritti vibhramas.
Tushtava janyam visajanjanardhanam.
Tushtava
janyam visajanjanardhanam.
All right, somebody chant.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata shubhas. Tushtava janyang visrijanjanardhanam.
Tushtava janyang visrijanjanardhanam.
Vishuddhaya dharanaya hatashubhas. Vishuddhaya dharanaya hatashubhas. tadikshaya vasugataya dashramaha.
Tadikshaya vasugataya dashrama.
Nivritta sarvindriya vritti vibrama.
Nivritta sarvendriya vritta vibrama.
Tushtava jangam vishajan janardanam.
Tushtava janyam visrijam janardanam.
Someone
else. Vishudaya dharanaya
sastubhas.
Tadikshaya
vasugata yudhashrama.
Nivritra sarvendriya vritti vibramas.
Vishudhaya dharanaya hatashubhas.
Tadikshaya vasugata yudhashrama.
Nivritta sarvendriya vritti vibramas.
Tushtava janyam visrajam janardanam.
All right, so I'll do the words. Vishuddhaya.
Vishuddhaya.
By purified. Dharanaya.
Dharanaya.
Meditation.
Ata Ashubha.
One who has minimized the inauspicious qualities of material existence.
Tut him.
Ikshaya. By looking on. Eva, simply. Ashu, immediately. Gata. Having gone away. Yudha. From the arrows.
Shrama.
Fatigue.
Vibrama.
Being wildly engaged. Oh, did I leave out something here?
Yeah, you did.
Shama, fatigue. Nivritta, being stopped. Sarva, all. Indriya, senses. Vritti, activities. Vibrama. Being widely engaged. Pushtava, he prayed. Janyam, the material tabernacle. Sri Jan, while quitting. Janardanam. To the controller of the living beings. Translation. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, he at once was freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by arrow wounds. Thus, all the external activities of his senses at once stopped, and he prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. Purport. The material body is a gift of the material energy, technically called illusion. Identification with the material body is due to forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the Lord. For a pure devotee of the Lord like Bhishma Dev, this illusion was at once removed as soon as the Lord arrived. Lord Krishna is like the sun, and the illusory external material energy is like darkness. In the presence of the sun, there's no possibility that darkness can stand. Therefore, just on the arrival of Lord Krishna, all material contamination was completely removed, and Bhishma Dev was thus able to be transcendentally situated by stopping the activities of the impure senses in collaboration with matter. The soul is originally pure, and so also the senses. By material contamination, the senses assume the role of imperfection and impurity. By revival of contact with the supreme pure Lord Krishna, the senses again become freed from material contaminations. Bhishma Dev attained all these transcendental conditions prior to his leaving the material body because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord is the controller and benefactor of all living beings. That is the verdict of the Vedas. He is the supreme eternity and living entity amongst all eternal living beings. Nityo nityanam chaitana chaitananam eko bahunam yovididati kama. And he alone provides all necessities for all kinds of living beings. Thus he provided all facilities to fulfill the transcendental desires of his great devotee, Sri Bhishma Dev, who began to pray as follows. Magandamanandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshula militang nenatasmai shi gurave maha. Adidanasyam Dari Damyachi Punapana Shiman Rupa Dambo Jadulisham Jan Majan Mabi.
Oh, Prabhus, if you could all please mute, there's a lot of devotees on right now. There's about 20 devotees on Skype directly and another 10 on pre conferencing. So please, if everybody could mute so that Pushkar can do his presentation without being interrupted. Thank you.
Thanks. So here, I noticed, first I looked at the verse, but then there are so many great words in this verse that to explain, I see that what Prabhupada gave as a purport, I'm sure Prabhupada could have spoken for 3 months on this verse alone, just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke 3 months in Dhaka on the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Someone who is the stature of such purified persons as Prabhupada or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, they could just go on because they're in touch with the Supreme Pure. Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvana Pina Lipyate. I was reminded of some Gita verses describing this Vishuddha, Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma. In the fifth chapter of the Gita, Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vishuddhatma Jitendriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvana Pina. Someone like Bhishma Dev, here he's praying, he's getting the direct darshan of Krishna. We can't really relate to that exactly, although if we have the vision, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Jagannath, he had complete understanding of Jagannath and fainted dead away in ecstasy. But Bhishma Dev, as a devotee, he's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but and he's still, it's saying that he had to stop the business in his material world. There's different degrees of realization. The Vastu city, Sarup city. So apparently he's going through this stage of Vastu city, Sarup city. He's after all an associate of the Lord. And but it says here, he was once free from all material inauspiciousness. And throughout Bhagavatam, we see examples of persons appearing or in the Leelas to be wherever they're Dhruva Maharaj, they become purified. He's shooting arrows. He seems to be contaminated. And many times, the great devotees, they appear that way. And it's wonderful because we can aspire and, after how their path, Shubha Drishti Pat, this Shubha word is used here, Dharanaya, meditation. So Dharanaya, the eightfold mystic yoga path, Asta city, this Asta this first one, of course, is the Yom Niyam. One has to, in the beginning, Yom, withdraw or control the senses. Certain things you don't do, that's Yom. And early on, we all learned the absurdity of most modern yoga. Most of it, some of it is a little more respectable. We can't just say they're all completely bogus, but some are very extremely bogus. Prabhupada would, of course, make an absurd, ludicrous real understanding of these, you know, give us this quick understanding of yoga, that how they're teaching yoga for reducing fat or building up muscles, increasing sex power, and this complete opposite of yoga. So, but dharana is dhyana dharana. There's some meditation after yam niyam and asan, pranayam, and pratyahara, all these stages, one gets to the dhyana dharana, samadhi, finally. Samadhi means, you know, so dharana has many implications in Sanskrit. Practically, besides this meditation, there's it could mean so many things, but holding the mind steady, and then finally one gets to samadhi, the final stage of, and of course, Arjuna rejected the path of eightfold mystic yoga, that's described by Krishna in the sixth chapter of the Gita, at the end of which Krishna described that yoginam api sarvesham. So many yogis are there. Arjuna said, I can't do this type of yoga, this meditation. But in this verse, the word is used, we're not against it, just that we don't have to pursue it separately. Pure meditation, looking at Sri Krishna. So anyone can get that purified shuddhekshita. The word also is used here in the next line. Iksha. Ikshate yoga yuktatma. There's another word in the sixth chapter used, this ikshate yoga yuktatma. And this sarvabhutatma, sarvabhutani chatmani, ikshate yoga yuktatma. This path of seeing Krishna, and not only seeing, but furthermore, in Bhagavatam is described as shruta ikshita. How does one see? By hearing. Artificially, we might see. People come and they see the deity, various people, we can say outsiders or even some neophyte, or we're also neophyte, we're also outsider. But still, the understanding is given in Bhagavatam. Shutekshita pato nanunata pungsam yad yad diat uragaya vibhavayanti. This verse by Lord Brahma, he's describing tambhakti yogi paribhavata saroja, that tambhakti yoga paribhavata, the heart, within the heart, Krishna can appear in the purified heart, Vishuddha. Sattvam vasudeva shabditam, sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. The best example is the father of Krishna, Vasudeva, that because his heart is so pure that Krishna appears there, and he's called Vasudeva, the most pure. And this verse, this spoken by Lord Shiva in the fourth canto, sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam, that when the heart is pure, then he becomes free of all these things, as Bhishma is praying for to Janardhan, Lord, the controller of all living entities. The word Janardhan is used also, Janardhanasya, in the third canto. There's a verse which is very, very wonderful. It describes that Sudukitasya, Adharma Shilasya Sudukitasya, Janasya Krishna Vimokasya Daiva. By somehow, by Daiva, by Daivihiyeshu Gunamaya, by the power of Krishna's energy, the illusory energy, Vimukasya, in the material world, everyone has turned their face from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However one may perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in the impersonal, they all turn their face. How? Why is it? Due to pop, sin, impurity of the heart. And all of us are suffering in this world. Papo tapa nikrintano tano britam. in the description by Srinivasacharya, the six Goswamis, that they're pouring, Govinda Ganamritai, the six Goswamis, they not only did they pour upon everyone the nectar of Govinda, the leelas of Govinda, composing the most wonderful transcendental literature, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartanapa, but it's still pouring now. And Papal Tapana Krintano Tanabritam Govinda Ganamrita. Because we're Papal Tapa. We're either Pop, we're doing some sinful activity, or Tapa. Papal Tapana Krintano. We're suffering because of it. Yesham Twantagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karamanam Tedvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajanti. By doing our bhajan, we can become purified of this pop. Yesham Tantagatam Papam. Only those persons described in the Gita, Yesham Tantagatam Papam, Jananam Punya Karmanam, who have done so much punya, Krita Punya Punya, heaps of punya, they Tedvandva, they can become free of this illusion that Bhishma Dev is praying to be freed from. He's praying, we're praying with him. We're rooting for him. We don't have to root for him. He's but this is the aspiration of the devotees in the Bhagavatam. From the very beginning, Parikshit Maharaj was also praying. We have the word ashu here, means quickly. Janayat yashu, vairagyam. Very quickly, we want to become free. Tornam yateta. At any time, we could leave the body. So, therefore, what to speak of Parikshit Maharaj? He had only 7 days. Therefore, he implored Shukadev, quickly tell me how I can get out of this. When he came to the banks of the Ganga, he used this word also, ashu. Tamopayam patayantu vipra. He said, I am surrendered to all of you. He wasn't just Shukadev, but he said, I am falling at all of your feet, all these personalities were there, of course, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, we don't even have any conception. All these great sages had appeared there, and he was saying, Tamopya Tam, Patayantu Vipra, all you great persons, accept me as completely surrendered to you. And Dashatvalam Gayat Vishnu, just, I don't care if the snake bird attacks and bites me, that doesn't matter at all to me. I may go without eating or sleeping. He said that several times throughout his conversation. But quickly accept me. But accept me and keep chanting the glories of Vishnu. Vishnu Gata. Dashatvalam. Let it bite me. That doesn't matter. So similarly, Bhishma Dev, he is in such a predicament. It seems inconceivable on this stout, on this bed of arrows that we can't even imagine. We'd have died long ago. In fact, Narottam Das, in his song, he says, I should have died. Ki sukha lagia, what happiness did I get? I am being punished apanam, by my own sinful activity. And therefore, what happiness did I get? By not taking part. By not taking part in the Sankirtan movement, he says, I should have died long ago. So here it says, Visrajan, quitting. We get an idea of this in the Bhagavad Gita. One who shaknoti haivayashurum praksharira vimokshanat. Before quitting the body, one should become a yogi, it says, and become purified. And then he can quit his body pure in a purified state. So this is the aspiration, just like Prabhupada said, don't bring me to a hospital, just keep chanting. We find many devotees, they're praying, please keep on chanting, don't stop the chanting, because this hearing and chanting, Brahmaji has another prayer where he's describing that very nice prayer, that at the time of death, first he says, Jasyavataraguna Karma Vidambana, that Krishna's appearance in any form, yes, avatara, whatever form, as a deity, or here we see he's directly appearing before Bhishma. He appeared directly as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glancing very auspiciously. It says here, Hata Ashubha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shubha Drishti Pat, there's many prayers in the Vedas, even Shubha Drishtipa. You please glance on me. Your glance is so is completely purifying. So that purifying glance immediately cut down. Hatha means to cut down this any inauspiciousness in this material world. Ashubham, Chasubham, Tajasarvamidam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, he's saying Ashubham, Chasubham, Tajasarvamidam. Give up any idea of inauspicious, auspicious, and just what should you do then? He says, Bajagodrumakana Kunjavidum. You should simply worship that moon in the groves of Godruma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we get the glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the auspicious sidelong glance, Kripa, the merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is there, available for everyone still. Prabhupada says, within the memory of everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. We have so much nectarine description of the form of Krishna and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can practically feel the glance when we see him on the altar. We feel the glance. So here, another nice word, gata yudha shrama, the fatigue, shrama evahi kevalam. It's mentioned again in the first canto that everyone is working in this material world, but shrama evahi kevalam. If one doesn't, if all his working doesn't provoke attraction, rati, attraction to the form of Krishna, the sound vibration of the Bhagavatam, the Shastra, then shrama evahi kevalam. Again, the word is used, shrama, parishrama, parishram, very hard labor. Actually, the word even for liberation that we find to be liberated, that kaka baba ma, this kaka kaba ba ba ba, that one is working very hard in this material world, foaming at the mouth, ba 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 ma. He becomes very fearful. He works very hard. Pa pa, that's what it is. Pa 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 means to parishram, working very hard, and pa means foaming. Fena means foaming at the mouth. And ba ba ma, these five syllables in the Sanskrit describe this material world. Prabhupada used to give that description several times. That so after that, we find that it's useless. It's not only fearful, but byartita. We find that, and ma, finally one just dies. So this is the condition in the material world. And only less intelligent persons cannot realize that. And there are many of them. Just like Prabhupada was on a morning walk, someone was describing the scientists had so many speculations. And Prabhupada said, you tell them that there are many fools in this material world, and you are one of them. You are one of them. That's all. So scientists are thinking they're very great, but from Prabhupada's transcendental angle, vision, or Bhishma Dev's transcendental vision, any the great purified devotees, they are all impure, and they're simply shrama evahi kevalam, working very hard for nothing. Shrama evahi kevalam. Kevalam means only, certainly only working. That's all. And producing nothing but foam and sweat, and at the end, finished. The plan maker is finished, Prabhupada says. The plans, the plan maker, all, no matter how big scientist you are, you haven't solved. Here the word is used, nivritti. Nivritta. Pravritti sarvabhutanam nivrittas tu mahapala. It's a Vedic aphorism. I don't exactly remember where. But everyone in this material world, even especially the humans, they're working for pravritti marg, fruit of activity, whether they're doing it in a pious way through the Vedas or what, just trying to accumulate so much, killing everyone in sight to get it. But this is called the pravritti marg. Well, they're not even working in pravritti marg, but they're basically everyone's trying to enjoy. Nivrittas tu mahapala. The nivritti path means nivritta guna vrittaye. We saw the prayer of Kunti Devi that she was describing Krishna, that he was beyond this material world, Nivritta Guna, the three gunas, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistra. Even the Vedas are said to be within this material world. And Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described himself as being afflicted also in this material world. How do I get out of it? Gramya Babahari. I'm supposed to be very learned. Tai Satchamani. And I even, and people say that, Gramya Babahari. The ordinary people think I'm very learned. So he took such a humble attitude. So Bhishma Dev is also taking this humble, even though he's there directly with Krishna, still he's praying like this. Visrijan, while quitting his body. So this is the prayer about King Kulishekar when Prabhupada was finally came back from England. He was, we saw him, he was very, very emaciated. I remember being there at the gate in Vrindavan and seeing him come out of the car. It was very shocking for us. And when he sat, was put down on the bed, he quoted that King Srila Kulishekar's verse, Krishna Twadiya Parapankaja Panjanantam Abhyayivishatame Manasaraja Hangsa. That the Kulashekar is in his, he has many Mukunda Mala Stotra. There's 60, 70 or more wonderful prayers there, maybe 100, so I don't know. But he's in those prayer that Prabhupada used to chant, and it's a very popular one. Krishna Twadiya Parapankaja Panjanantam Abhyayivishatame Manasaraja Hangsa. He's praying his mind will seek the lotus feet of Krishna. He'll hear the holy name. He thanked the devotees for carrying this bag of bones around. So this is the transcendental vision that the pure devotee is seeing. This material world is just that. He said, "I, from my angle," Prabhupada said, "I'm seeing just bodies flapping for some time, bodies flapping, moving around, and then there we'll leave." So this is the vision of someone who has completely realized Veda Paraga, the import, the ultimate end of Krishna consciousness. And we have to get to that purified. Chaita Darpana Margin and Bhava Mahadavagni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his very first period, he says, yep, just like the gopis, their hearts, their minds are just like jeweled mirrors that become more and more purified. It's not just that it is, becomes purified. Rupa Goswami also is praying that, although I've written this literature, he's describing the Dugdha Madhava, but he said, "I've written this book. I still feel I'm, as he says, foolish and impure. But still, even if gold, the fire that purifies gold is lit by someone who is of low character, still the gold will become purified." So he's praying that the devotees will appreciate this literature, although he wouldn't even sit on the with the other. He was sitting apart when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking him to present his literature. He was embarrassed. He didn't want to, but there was Haridas Thakur, of course, and so all these Ramananda Roy, who was the world greatest expert on this type of transcendental literature, and many others, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They were all there, so they were asking, "You please." So he started to give some of the introductory verses, and he chanted them, but he was praying like that in one of the verses, that gold is purified by fire, and that fire may be lit by a very impure person. He was considering, even in the beginning, he said a similar thing in the beginning of the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He's describing himself as Varaka Rupa Opi Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. Varaka Rupa Opi. He's saying, "I am Rupa, but I am Varaka. I am a foolish person." So if Rupa Goswami, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he said, "Guru More Morka Deki Koridesh," "I am a foolish person." So we don't think, of course, anyone like that is foolish. But just to set that example, they're showing us that we are fools in this material world. Everyone who comes into this world, as it says, Sargayanti Parantapa, they're full of sin. What is it? Icha Dvesha Samutena Dvanda Mohena. This Dvanda. This is exactly what Bhishma Dev is talking about. He wants to rid himself of all these things. "I've done all these things. I've acted in this material world. Now I'm done with it. I have nothing to do with it." It's like Sukadeva Goswami. He had nothing to do. He was completely... And he also said, Yashya Sharatatam Ashu. He assured Pricket, and it's in the second canto there, in the beginning, in the first chapter, and he says, Yashya Sharatatam Ashu, Shanmukunde Mati Siti. Your mind is completely pure, pure, and very soon, Ashu, he used the same word again, Ashu, very quickly, very soon, because you're Mahapuroshiko Bhavan, a great personality. Yasha Shraddhatam Ashu, because you have, why? Why is it? Yasha Shraddhatam, you have developed this Shraddhadanasha, Tat Shraddhadanaya. We see this word repeated. Shushu Shraddhadanasya, Vasudeva Kataruchi, Shanmahatseva Vripra Punyatirtini. He was a servant of Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, there was no question by performing this humble service. His service was to hear. That's all he had to do. After all, this was the final end, Ante Narayana Smriti. So he, his heart was pure. As sometimes devotees would ask Prabhupada that we have no pious activity. Even there's a prayer by Rupa or Sanatana, Na Prema, Na Prema. He says, I don't have prem, I don't have jnana, I don't have knowledge, I don't have any purified punya in my past. This again, Rupa Goswami speaking. Na Prema, Gandosti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, I don't have prem. But so this is the only method that one has to remain humble. One shouldn't think that his passport is guaranteed. Even Bhishma Dev is not. Yes, oh, that's great. No, hear the prayers. He's still praying in a very humble mode on the bed of arrows. And we may not have to be subjected to a bed of arrows. We may not have to be cursed to die. But Prabhupada said so many times that Pariksit Maharaj was more fortunate than we are. Than most everybody, because he knew he had 7 days. We do not know if we have 7 seconds. At any moment, we can be cut down. Chanakya Pandit says that one should always remember anityatvam. The quality of this material world is that it's anitya. Anitya must sukham lokam. Krishna says himself, is full of misery. There's ashukam. There's no happiness in it. And at any moment, you can be finished. Even if you say, no, I'll stay here even though it's bad. No, you'll be kicked out. My dear sir, it's time to leave. So this is the time Bhishma Dev, he's leaving the material world. The word is the tabernacle, the janyam, material tabernacle. So the living entity is sometimes known as the jana, and so the janyam, I guess, is he's inhabiting this this body. That word, I didn't actually study it so much, but I assume that it has something to do with it. Shamastasha shama phalo hedanami varakshata. Krishna says in 11th canto again about this heavy, heavy labor in this material world, how useless it is. If one even studies the Vedas, at Shama, he says, and he doesn't come to the conclusion of Krishna, Hyedenumi Varakshita. It's just like keeping a cow that has no milk. You can keep a cow that has no milk, but you don't get anything out of it. You just kind of give it grass, and there's no benefit. He says he compares it to a wife that's unchaste or a son that's a rascal. The body that has to work like a slave for others. So the body is working like a slave for our senses. Sarva padi vinir muktam tat paratena nirmalam. Our real aspiration is to become nirmalam, free, amalam, nirmalam, free of this dirt, of this material world. Nirmalam, tat paratena nirmalam. And how do we do it? Sarva padi vinir have to become free of upadi, all designation. Whatever we think we are, whatever illusion we have, I am so and so, I am so and so, this person, that person. Sarvopadi vinir muktam. All these verses are there. They're our friends. They're given by the great sages. They're all the mercy that we have. Even Krishna's Kaviraj says, Agat yeka gatim nat vahina targa sadakam. Agat yeka. He says, I don't even know the goal. I have the agati. I can't go properly. Gati means to move. He says, I'm not going anywhere. Agati eka gatim not hinat artika sadhakam. I don't know the method that practice sadhana. And this is what Krishna's Kavya is telling us. Even he's saying, he's comparing jagai madai hoite mui se papishta. He is saying that he has more sin than jagai madai. Someone who hears his name, he will fall down. He will lose all his pious activity. Someone who takes his name, he will become sinful. He's saying, someone who takes my name. So these are wonderful, pure examples that even Prabhupada was in his prayer saying that I, maybe in the coming crores of sojourn of my births, I will develop some realization of Krishna consciousness. So it's very difficult for us to get to this point of humility, absolute, but it comes with this purity. One is purified. That means they're following very, very strictly, because this path, should Prabhupada said, one has to take it just like military discipline, up very early in the morning and chanting, just like military discipline. And this is how the temples were designed by Prabhupada. Nowadays, people don't live in the temple. They join. They've never been in the temple. That's okay. But they're missing out. One should subject himself to this rigor of strict rigor. So these modes, these impure modes, are always there, ready to attack us. Prabhupada gave the example that in the beginning of the creation, the Madhukaitava, they represent the lower modes of passion and ignorance. They stole the Vedas. So Madhukaitava Akye, Veda Duhav. That means that these lower modes, at any time, Prabhupada said, they can take us away. He said that sometimes we invite people, they are in our, what he called, our brahminical family. Sometimes they're elevated to becoming swamis. And still, somehow or other, all of a sudden, they just fall away and they're gone. This maya, apreksha-atmaka, avaranatmaka, that covers them, this shakti maya. Yikatante, they talk all nonsense. See, that's the problem, talking all nonsense. If we speak only Shastra, speak Bhagavatam, this is the ornament of the tongue. There's so much nectar in these books, even that Prabhupada has given. Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charita, Gita, can again and again bring your mind to it, the nectar devotion. If one wants to expand, he can read other things, but he has to be completely grounded in, and always bring himself back to this very, these powerful messages that Prabhupada is speaking. He is purified. We know he's purified. There's no question. When Prabhupada would glance, it's just like then inauspiciousness would disappear. Everyone who saw Prabhupada, they would understand that. There was Vaikuntha atmosphere would be there. Vaikuntha namagrahanama sheshaga hanumadu. When one takes the name of Krishna, and sometimes he's called Vaikuntha, then asheshagam, unlimited sins, they fly away. That song by Narottam also, where he describes Govinda Bishram, that Govinda is sitting, resting in the heart, the purified heart of the Acharya. And pop dure jai, the pops fly away sin. Not only he's pure, but he can pure for everyone, more so than the Ganga. The Ganga might take repeated. So, but he's just like purified Ganga jal, crystal clear Ganga water. You may have a hard time finding such crystal clear Ganga water. You might have to go in the Himalayas nowadays. But, of course, one time Ganga jal was always pure everywhere. There's no question. Ganga, even then, Rupa Goswami says it appears impure to our impure eyes. But when it's crystal clear, then... And so the pure devotee, he's splashing his messages when he speaks, when he preaches, then his speaking is just like this saffron particles descending on the heart, purifying the heart. Otherwise, hrida roga kama, nivritta tashar upagiyamana. Prabhupada loved this verse. He gave it in the beginning of Krishna book. Nivritta tashar upagiyamana, bhava shotamano birama. We want to... The mind is giving us so much problem, but if to make the mind peaceful and to we have to bring it to this medicine, Bhava Osho. It is the medicine for Bhava. Bhava means this material world taking birth again and again. Bhutva Bhutva Paliyate. Nivritta Tasha. So this word is used here also. Nivritti. Nivritti means being stopped, freed. Nivritta Tasha. Tasha means thirst. We have so much thirst. Trishna. In this material world where we want this, is it. The material senses, as long as they're interacting externally, they want more and more and more and more. Therefore, you see Raghunath Das Goswami. He's taking very simple prasadam. So simple that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You're eating such a great feast." He was eating food that the cows didn't even want. But still, that's what satisfied. Mahapabhor Bhaktagani. Vairagya Dham. This is what is appreciated. This Vairagya that Bhishma Dev is talking about, and Raghunath Das was practicing and showing, just like lines in stone every day, all the time. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was after. This is very pleasing to him. When he sees that Mahapabhor Bhaktagani, Vairagya Pradhan, when he sees his devotees are doing such Vairagya like Raghunath Das, then it says, priti hoy gora bhagavan jaha deki priti hoy. When he sees that with his merciful glance, then he will glance at us. He's always there, but then if you want him to glance, we have to take that one step. Wow, how much we can do toward him. That's what being prescribed here in all these books. Every shloka is all aimed at that, to purify. Bhagavatam is meant for purification. This is the Paramahansa Samhita. And we see all these Paramahansas throughout Bhagavatam. They may not start out in Paramahansa, but they often end up as Paramahansa. They are there. Maybe they were always Paramahansa, but they become purified, whoever it is. And so Bhishma Dev is aspiring for that, and it's going on here. Prabhupada even said the Goswamis, when they were working in the material world, they may have done so many things, but then after that they were a complete Goswami. Someone could say, "Oh, Rupa Goswami, you know, he was like this and like that." If you want to find fault with Rupa Goswami, then you've got problems. But they always show this example. Taktva Tornamashesha Mandala Patishanim Sadatuchava. They gave up. What an example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Taktva also, Sudhushtha Saripchita Raja Lakshmi. He had lordship over Lakshmi completely. That he gives it up to help Mayamragam, Dayate Yepshita, just to save us, seeing us fallen in this material world. So Bhishma Dev is very fortunate. He has direct, we may not be able to get directly Krishna coming to our side, but Krishna will be there in the form of his name. Kali Kali Nama, in this Kali Yuga, his form of the name, he hopefully will be there. We want to hear the name. So I guess I'm running out of stuff to say. Anyway, just comments, please. Hello, Ramananda?
Yes, we're all here.
Okay. So is there any comments? I'm wound down.
Any questions or comments for Pushkar Prabhu? I haven't. Everybody can unmute if they'd like to.
Okay, Pushkar Prabhu. There's part of the purport that says Krishna is like the sun, and it's like darkness. What's that verse? Where is
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andakar Jahoy Jahan Krishna Nahi Maya Adhikar. Yeah, Maya has no Adhikar, has no right, has no jurisdiction to be there. It's based on that same verse I was half part quoting, Vilajamanaya Yasha, that Maya cannot, the second canon verse, that Maya is ashamed to stand in front of Krishna. But those who are in illusion, rascals, Vikatante, they just talk nonsense, and they, therefore, they're under Maya. The Katante, Dordia, they have bad intelligence, Dordia. I forget where it is, second canon, maybe third chapter or something. Vilajamanaya yasha statam ikshipatai muya. that Maya won't stand in front of where there's Krishna. Krishna's Surya, he's the sun, and Maya just disappears. So that means we have to keep hearing. It's very nice that Ramananda has arranged his classes so that in the middle of the day here, you guys, it's more auspicious because it's a morning time. But for us here in the middle of the day, we've already had class, but, you know, I could be doing other things. But I have to force myself to hear and chant. If you're going to speak, you definitely have to have some input. If nothing's going in, you can't put anything out. So the more one is forced to speak, that's why the sannyasis have the most fortunate position. Sometimes they don't take advantage of it, or it's difficult. Maya is so powerful, then they just succumb the senses. But still, anyone doesn't have to be wearing saffron, of course, but anybody can hear and chant and speak. But sannyasis, you know, they're given some respect, and they go here and there and they preach. And if they take full advantage, then this is the best position. Because their only responsibility is really to hear, chant, and preach. And Prabhupada wanted everyone to come to that platform, whether one carries a stick or not, of course.
Krishna, isn't it said that the Brahman is the mouth of is like the mouth of Krishna? He's supposed to talk about Krishna, and he can also eat for Krishna, right?
Yeah, eating. I think, you know, we don't have any problem eating.
Yeah, so
eating. Everybody's eating. Aha nidra baya maituna. Every living entity has to eat, sleep, fear, and defend. So I don't know if that's a problem. We get plenty of food.
Hi, Bob. Have a question and a comment on what you just said on eating. When a Brahman eats, other people who are feeding that Brahman benefit, because that's what the mouth means, like mouth of Lord Vishnu. So especially right. If it's the Vaishnava Brahman, so they are eating on behalf of Vishnu. So anybody who's feeding and servicing or doing any service to Vaishnava, they benefit, and that's what. And of course, in turn, the Vaishnava is obviously obliged to give them spiritual knowledge one way or the other. But my question was, if Krishna was present in front of Bhishma Dev and there was no power of Maya to stand there, what is the position for us when we go to see the deities and take a darshan of the deities when they're giving the darshan? How come there is Maya still around?
The first example I mentioned was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he saw Jagannath and fainted. It was so in so much ecstasy that nobody could tell whether he was even alive. So we may not be able to perceive Jagannath that same way, but the persons of purified vision, they are seeing like that. Even the six Goswamis had deities. They're seeing Krishna everywhere, but they still kept the deity. But there's no need of the, you know, if one is on that level, it doesn't really require. One time a devotee was going to had a preaching center in Jaipur, and he wanted to get some deities, and Prabhupada held up the Bhagavatam and he said, "This is your deity, you don't need anything else." Because the Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam, it's equal to Krishna. Purnako Duno Ditaha. It has risen. Krishna is in Prati Shloki. Every shloka is Krishna. Krishna Vibhu Sarvashraya, it is the ultimate shelter. It is non different from Krishna. So it's very important. If one simply sticks to the deity also, then sometimes, and Prabhupada said so many things. He said that the pujari is the most fortunate because he's worshiping the deity, but not without hearing. If you don't hear, then Prabhupada said you'll do all nonsense. So both things are there, but just we see so many deities throughout India, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, "I have not seen one pure devotee traveled the whole length and breadth of Bharatvarsha, or at least of India." And at the end, even in Vrindavan, his disciples said, "But here, there's so many, this Babaji and He said, no, none of they're just beginners. So it's not so easy. If ever you need your ego smashed, just start reading some Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's messages. And your ego will dissolve. First of all, he's so intelligent that you'll immediately understand that you're nothing but a fool. I mean, who could even come close to him? Even Prabhupada said he only understood about 25% of what he said. But, so what to speak of us? How much do we understand what he's saying? And it's not that just because we don't understand it, he's smart. There's lots of scientists who are saying nonsense that we don't understand because it's nonsense. But he's speaking in a very high level, but at the same time, we understand that he's fully realized. So anyway, he gave us so many wonderful instructions. Guru Mora Mokke Deki Korile Shosham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my guru saw that I don't have any, he told Prakashananda, I don't have the qualification for studying the Vedanta. They asked him, why you don't study Vedanta? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't know Vedanta. He smashed them. Of course, he knew. He took Vedanta Sutra and explained it correctly to them and showed how the Bhagavatam was actually the correct understanding of the Vedanta. But he also said, Guru Moramokke Deki Kar, my guru said, Nahika Vedanta Adikar. You don't know what is Vedanta. I don't remember that Ishvara Puri ever told him that, but I don't. Somebody knows where he said that. I haven't seen it, but he said like that. Anyone know that? If anyone finds out, let me know.
I was just recalling that wonderful class you gave on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, although I know you're just reading for the most part, but it's amazing. It's on our website, that seminar or talk you gave on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Appearance Day, was it, or Disappearance Day? Anyway.
One or the other, yeah. So everyone is, no comments, so we can
amazing class.
All right. I wanted to thank everyone for Hanuman Prashek Swami, thank you very much for listening in. We always appreciate your association here.
Oh, Maharaj didn't say anything. He didn't even tell me I'm an idiot. Hey, please, is he still there?
Yes, but he usually just listens in. Yeah.
Oh.
And of course,
someone should at least, find fault and tell me, I did something wrong.
And don't forget, Hanuman Prashek Swami is agreed to give a class on Friday. Tomorrow, I'm just going to make a quick announcement. Tomorrow, Mother Irma is giving a class. So please listen.
Is Mother Irma there to give a comment or anything?
No, she's not here.
Okay.
Remain silent, people. Think you are a fool. Speak and remove all doubts. That's his comment. I just wanted to thank everybody for cooperating and muting when necessary. Today we had a threshold. All glories to you, Pushkar Prabhu. We had 34 devotees at one time that were listening, and right now we have about 27, 28 devotees still online. I just would like to really encourage everybody. I'm going to put something in the chat window of those who are in Skype directly. If you could go to that link and check that out, because we can only have a capacity of 24 directly on Skype. So if you can get on free conferencing through Skype, that would really help. And special thanks to devotees that are on free conferencing. It really helps.
All right. So, yeah, I'll have to learn how to do that. It's probably not that hard. Madan Mohan told me just click on, because I missed a couple classes because of that, but I'll have to download them sometime. Because I was like, there were 24 people and I couldn't get on.
Yeah, 34. That's, I think, our record most we've had.
Yeah.
So that's really good. All right. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for kindly listening in. And thank you very much, Pushkar Prabhu, for coming in like this. Really appreciate it. We'll see you in about 2 weeks from now.
Thank you,
for
Prabhu.
Your next class.
Wonderful class. Right. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Haribol.
Yeah, thank you, Pushkar.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai. Of course, Srila Prabhupada.
Haribol, Prabhu.